It's time now for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Linda Hapsmith, who is the new Gear Up director. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. I get to finally meet you now because I knew they were looking for someone. So are you local?
Yes, I live in Helper.
Okay.
We've been here for 2 years now.
So did you just fall right into your duties easily?
Yes, as people there have been wonderful. So I'm stationed at USU Eastern, and we have amazing staff there, and everyone on campus has just been delightful.
So it's not just you as a new face. You've got some others.
There are quite a number of new faces here at Gear Up, and so we have new advisors at our local high schools. So we have Nellie Lee, who's at Emory County High School. She's new this year. We have Josie Luke, who is our new advisor at Pinnacle Canyon Academy. And then Trenton Wilson, he started mid-year last year at Carbon High School, so he's fairly new. And then in our office, we have a new student mentor who's absolutely amazing. Her name is Vivica Corona, and she works with our freshman Gear Up students who have completed high school and are now attending at USU Eastern.
All right. That is a lot of new people and new faces. That's wonderful, though.
It is. It's great.
So tell us a little bit about the Gear Up program for people that may not know anything about it.
So Gear Up is an acronym. We're a federal program, and so Gear Up stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. And so we serve juniors and seniors in high school that live in Carbon County and in Emory County. And that's why we have advisors stationed at the high school. And so for Green River High School, we have a veteran there. Her name is Kim Andrus. And we also have a veteran advisor at Lighthouse High School. And her name is Jessica Tucker. And then you'll also see Jessica Tucker in our office. We are located in Western Industrial Building on the second floor. And so she does a lot of our data management. She's the glue that keeps our program together, along with our financial officer, Rebecca Pearson.
So are you currently allowing students to still apply for Gear Up?
Yes. So we don't have deadline dates for applications. And so anyone who is a junior or senior or in high school is encouraged to apply at our website, which is www.usueastern.com/gearup. And so they can go on and apply, and then from there we can make sure that they're eligible for the program.
Now, what criteria do they have to have?
So for students, we're looking for students who are underserved for this region, and we estimate that close to half of all secondary students in Carbon and Emory counties would be eligible for our services. But the eligibility criteria, you know, varies a bit because it depends on the size of family and a lot of different variables. So we just encourage everyone to apply. And then for students who are accepted into our program, they have access to homework help, tutoring help, and at Carbon and Pinnacle high schools, a class that they can take to help prepare them for college. And then we also work with parents, too. So we have special workshops this summer for parents. And it's just getting students academically prepared, financially prepared, and socially prepared to enter college or university once they have completed high school.
Want to remind listeners that we're talking with Linda Hapsmith, the new director at Gear Up. Out of all the high schools that you serve, which one do you see the biggest participation, like the most students in Gear Up?
Well, just because of the numbers, Carbon High School has the most amount of students generally, so we tend to see a lot of students from Carbon High School. But we have a really strong program at Pinnacle Canyon, and our Emory program has really been growing.
Awesome.
And so, of course, you know, Green River and Lighthouse, we have proportionally probably similar amount of students there as we would at Carbon and the others, but in terms of sheer numbers, because the high school has a lower enrollment of students, we don't have as many students from the high school, but proportionally it's pretty even.
So not only do you offer students in the Gear Up program tutoring help, financial aid help, but you also have events, and then you invite them to go maybe on campus tours or prepare for the ACT. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you've got some coming up.
That's correct. And I think students tell me that their favorite activity is going on the campus tours. And the wonderful thing about being in Gear Up is that you can do this for free. So parents don't have to worry about, you know, figuring out transportation or what they're going to do for lunch. It's all arranged and it's all set for them. And so our students last week went to Grand Junction, Colorado, and went on a tour and visit of Colorado Mesa University. That's the only out-of-state university that we have tours for. But we will have tours for most, if not all, of the public universities in Utah. And so students can visit them and see what they're like. And oftentimes the faculty will bring us into their labs or their spotlight special programs that our students are interested in. So you can find out really from the horse's mouth what is happening at that campus. And they're going to be interacting with students there. So they find out what is it really like to be a student in college.
And I think that's wonderful. It gives them, like you said, a definite idea of what college life is going to be like. And if they're into a particular program and they know one of the universities specializes in that or is known for that certain department, that, you know, they get an idea of what it actually is, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, exactly. And we do that for industry as well. So we had industrial visits to various places. Last year, when our students were visiting Dixie State, they also visited St. George Aviation over at the airport to find out about aviation careers.
Yeah. And I know over the summer, you do some really fun stuff with them as well. And I think one of them was visiting industries as well. They went around to a couple of local businesses.
Yes. And so they did. They visited some local folks here in Carbon County to talk about the opportunities that exist for students who prefer to work locally, whether it's in the mining industry or in the natural gas industry or in the electronics industry.
Yeah. Well, Gear Up is just an amazing program. I'm not going to lie. It is a great, great program, and you guys help a lot of students out. And I really appreciate you coming in, Linda. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just apply, because you won't know if you are eligible unless you do. And there's no cons for not applying. So
yeah, do it, and you might surprise yourself. You may be eligible.
Yeah, and if not, we can refer you to other places where you might be eligible.
Well, that's great. Now, you're going to make it a habit of coming and see me once a month, aren't you?
That's right.
All right, good deal. You'll keep us up on what's going on at Gear Up. All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. To listen to this interview or other Castle Country Focus interviews, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.